Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Tiger Woods, yeah, all the stuff. The Tiger Woods documentary on HBO is excellent. It's streaming on the HBO Max, so that's worth a look. Now, one of the things, besides all the women, and we talked about the women, the 10 packs of women. He'd order up 10 at a time, Brad. And then he would dress up, one of the girls said, he'd dress up in a suit, and then he would have these, I don't know, that was his thing. He'd dress up in a suit and then invite the 10 ladies
in.
Like a
three-piece suit with a tie or some kind of like animal
suit? No,
or like a furry suit or what kind of suit is he in? He might be into furry stuff. You don't know, is all the stuff out now?
Well, she said he'd dress up in a suit. I guess I didn't think about that. Maybe, I wonder if that was what
maybe he dressed up in some kind of like period piece, like some robes and big, like sit on a throne with a scepter and feed me grapes or something.
But one of the things that the documentary made clear was he wanted to be a Navy SEAL. There was all that talk 15 years ago about him, you know, training for it. And they had Stevie Williams, his old caddy. He's featured in this documentary. And he said, yeah. He said, Tiger came to me one day and said, I'm going to be a Navy SEAL. He said, I'm quitting golf and I'm going to be a Navy SEAL. And Stevie Williams was like, what in the? Tiger would go to Navy SEAL training, and they would do these things that they described as a kill house. And what they would do is, and they showed some like video of how it would work, they would put you in a room. They put a hood over your head, okay? Put you in a room where some kind of weird scenario would break out, and you'd have to fight your way out.
Yeah, some kind of like... Yeah, I know, but breakout rooms and things, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd have to fight your way out. And so they'd lift the hood, and then all of a sudden you'd see...
Stuff coming at you.
Three or four guys coming at you. And they'd punch him. They were told they could not touch his hands. But otherwise, they'd punch his chest. In fact, they messed up his knee. I think it was Stevie Williams who said... You remember that U.S. Open?
Yeah, the broken leg thing.
Yeah, that was from getting kicked. They would kick his knee. That he kept
Rocco Mediate when they went into the Monday playoff.
He would do these kill house sessions with Navy SEALs. They'd beat the crap out of him, and they would be kicking his knee, and they messed his knee up. Stevie Williams said they jacked him up. They said he was already in rough shape because of all the years of golf that he had done, his back and his knees were already messed up. And then he said, he went into this Navy SEAL training, and he just completely busted his body. And it came from that, man. Weird dude, but he wanted to do it because
how about you set yourself in the room with a cape over your head and invite the 10 girls in?
Well, I think
that's
he was
a
doing
lot easier.
Some of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it seems a lot better for you.
There's a lot of stuff in rooms with him where things were going on. Hey, I'm happy to read that Sharon and Phyllis are back on good terms. Sharon and Phyllis, they were at odds for a couple of years. Sharon and Phyllis are, of course, Rod Stewart and Elton John. Sharon is Elton. Phyllis is Rod Stewart. Those are the nicknames that they called each other for many, many years. And they were best of friends. And then they had a falling out because Rod, Phyllis, he slammed Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. He said that thing's just a cash grab that Elton's doing. And Elton got a little bent out of shape.
Started slamming Phyllis for making those Standards albums.
Sharon slapped back at Phyllis. That's right. Made fun of the Standards albums. But who started it? It was Phyllis. It was Rod. And he admitted it. He started, and he should not have done that. He said, I was a bit spiteful when he announced his tour, and I regret that. A man apologizes. Even a man named Phyllis. A man apologizes. We just made up as friends again. So those two guys, Rod Stewart and Elton John, back on good terms. Great to hear. And we'll close the trash with something from The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon.
A woman had one of Gwyneth Paltrow's This Smells Like My Vagina candles, but it exploded and burst into flames in her home. No, don't worry. Elton John is raising money for the woman with his new single, Exploding Vagina Candle in the Wind.
Speaking of Sharon, their shoes.